Well, if you think about just the longevity of being at a club that long, with all the modern day challenges, managers, what was it, 13 managers just across the road at Tottenham in that period.
Yeah.
You know, he's been in the game now for a lifetime. And I think the way that he manages himself, the way that he behaves, the way he always finds the, mostly anyway, the right things to say, it's been a miracle. And I think his family must be very proud of the way that he's carried himself through those 18 years. Never mind the success, he is just a thoroughly nice guy to be around.
He left an indelible mark on players who played for him. Is that fair to
yes,
say?
Yes, 100%. You know, I think back to some of the players that have over the years walked through the building of that training ground, some really successful type personalities, highly intelligent people. He managed all of those, he found all of those. Of course, you never have time to look back, and he's right in the thick of it now, and he's trying to win something else again. So we on the outside now can see what he's done and appreciate it, but he wants desperately to make this group now the best group he's ever managed.
Which is, I suppose, the mark of a good manager, because you develop one team, then you have to develop another team and get more success and more time after time with different groups of players, and that's a challenge.
It's a challenge. I mean, from our point of view, tonight's a European night, and I know that his very first match, on official match, was Borussia Mönchengladbach, and tonight's a European night, so it kind of brings back the memories of that occasion. We were playing three defenders, and I don't think he's a fan of that. He changed it at half time, or just slightly into the second half, took Tony Adams off. Well, he never did that many times again. I think that just that snapshot he got of coming in to do one match and then back to Japan really served him well, because he never made any real major changes into the system, but left it to the following summer to really put in place the players that he wanted and the system that he wanted to go with.
And he's left an indelible mark on the club as well. I mean, that's the other factor, isn't it? I mean, the club now, as to where it was when he came in 1996, is vastly different.
Well, in history terms, you'll look at Herbert Chapman, and you know, he brought the numbers on the shirts in. He changed the name of the underground, which was an inspired move. So many innovations. TV was first at Highbury. He was a man way ahead of his time. The WM formation, and then suddenly, what? A number of years later, you find Arsene Wenger, and he will go down in history as equally as showing the same innovation with what he's done with. He changed our view of things so much in terms of our diet, the way that we approach games, the stretch, the preparation, professionalism. All of those things I know everyone is doing now, but he was probably one of the first to do them.
What he hasn't done so far is deliver a European trophy. Obviously, there was 2006 against Barcelona, which was close. There was 2000 against Galatasaray, which was close as well. I was at both of them. Hopefully, I'm not a bad omen.
That was a crime. I played in that game myself. Probably could have won it for us. Missed opportunity. They went down to 10 men, and it probably served them. It did them a favour. For whatever reason, in Europe, it's been quite tough. The Champions League in 2006 as well. Looked like being a great night, and we lost Jens Lehmann early on, so I kind of felt cheated by that. But he keeps going, he keeps developing. We're all long gone, and he's in there. You know, he's still a young man, has that spirit and drive to push his team on.
He says that ahead of this tonight. He said, "Yes, it's great to look back, but I'm looking forward." And I suppose you'd expect nothing else. And he'd be looking forward to try and plan a victory, because the home games in this competition are always hugely important.
Well, I was at the Tottenham game at the weekend, and I think when you watch it live, you get a better impression of things, and I just get the feeling that the team's not playing with enough energy, enough pace, enough urgency. Yes, when they went a goal down to Tottenham, Tottenham could hardly hang on in the game. Such was the pace of everything. That's what they need to do, is start the game as if they're losing it.
Yeah.
You know, we always used to have a saying, you know, if we can win the game in the first 10 minutes, let's do it. Don't waste the rest, 80 minutes trying to win it. I'd like to see that. Just a simple change. There's a calmness about Arsene Wenger's teams, but I want to see a more directness in terms of the mode that they turn up in. You know, what tempo are they playing at? That just needs to change gear a little bit for me.
Will he be here a bit longer?
Oh, I don't see him leaving this club anytime soon. He's got a 3-year contract. He's always stuck by those deals. Whether there'll be another one remains, it depends on the amount of success he's going to get now. And I feel he creates that pressure from within that he needs to start to deliver, if not in this tournament, certainly the Premier League.